This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. As always, we have two stories for you this very hazy afternoon. First up,
we have Johor MB Datuk Dr. Saharuddin Jamal, who recently urged people to use Bahasa Malaysia to promote new technologies and inventions. So we're going to be discussing whether BM is the best way to talk technology and whether in return this helps to promote the language.
Okay. And speaking of haze, who is responsible for the haze? So a group of Malaysian professionals recently proposed that our government should sue the Indonesian government for RM1, thus legally binding them to a commitment to address the haze. So we'll be looking at whether this and other proposed legal actions are viable solutions in tackling this transboundary problem.
And on Twitter, we're asking you that exact question. Who should be held responsible for the transboundary haze? So your options are Malaysian government, the Indonesian government, or plantation owners and companies. So you can take that poll or tweet us any of your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp them in 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 03-7733-2900.
And for now, first, very fittingly, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Jimi Hendrix with Purple Haze. This is the Daily Digest, and for our first story.
Yes, so in a recent news report, it was reported that the Johor Menteri Besar Dato' Dr. Saharuddin Jamal has urged for the use of Bahasa Melayu to promote innovation and new technology. Mm-hmm. So this was actually from a speech text by the MB that was read out by the Deputy State Secretary, Dato' Dr. Badrul Hisham Kassim, at the launch of the state-level 2019 National Language Decade Movement. And this was a roadshow in Johor Bahru 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So the Johor MB said that the use of the national language to acquire knowledge and progress could actually elevate the language to a higher level and earn credibility for Malaysia.
Yeah, okay. So in today's borderless world, it can't be denied that languages which dominate are those that are widely used for technological inventions and innovations. So he said, or Dr. Saharuddin adds that, and this is his quote, only we alone are able to elevate our language as a medium of acquiring knowledge and to achieve progress by actively using it in business, writing, documenting, and discussing new concepts. I'm not sure I agree.
As of April this year, Bahasa Melayu and Bahasa Indonesia combined is actually the sixth most common language used on the internet after English, Mandarin, Spanish, Arabic, and Portuguese languages. Six doesn't sound like much, but if you think about it, I think English, Mandarin, and Spanish and Arabic actually together combined would make up such a huge chunk of the content. I don't know what it means that's number six ranking.
I'm not surprised. I mean, in this region, we've got fairly high internet penetration anyway, right? So if you look at the population of Indonesia and Malaysia combined, makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. So just to give you some numbers, statistics from the internet show that those who use Bahasa Melayu and Bahasa Indonesia online number at about 169 million users.
Yeah.
But Dr. Saharuddin adds that this alone does not guarantee that BM is the language of communication and knowledge, especially if the people themselves do not put the language to practice.
Especially if people continue to text the way that they do in BM, which completely mangles the language.
But as do all languages, they all evolve with time, so BM is no exception. So with the introduction of new slang, you have new technologies, new ideas, certain languages, including that of BM, may not have existing words that can reflect these new concepts.
Yeah, so in Malaysia, this is where Dewan Bahasa dan Pustaka steps in. They have a specialised committee, Jawatan Kuasa Istilah Semasa, which creates new words in BM to reflect new words or slang that's being used in our common vocabulary and adds it to the BM dictionary. So examples of, so-called like modern tech-related words would be tuna photo for photobomb.
I remember that, yes.
Swa photo for selfie.
Which is very cute.
Sumba Hayala for crowdsourcing.
Which I really like.
Yeah, quite. There's something very romantic about
that. It is very, very poetic, right?
But my favorite. For debug, Nyah Pepijat.
So I did a double take.
Literally.
I did a double take when I saw this. Pepijat to me, isn't it like a flea?
Yeah.
Literally like.
It's a bug.
Yeah, ridding yourself of the bug.
Yeah, okay, all right. I shall reserve judgment. I am not a linguist by any shape or form. But okay, so what is this process like? You know, what are the different aspects considered before DBP actually comes up with a word? We have a clip of Mohammad Fazli Tajud, who is a language strategist in the Department of Terminology and Lexicology at Dewan Bahasa and Pustaka, where he explains this process on a previous episode of Bila Larut Malam.
Dalam pembentukan istilah, kita ada proses, ada tata caranya. Untuk istilah bahasa Melayu lah. Pertamanya, kita perlu tahu apakah yang dimasukkan istilah itu dalam bahasa sumbernya. Konsepnya itu yang penting sebelum kita mencadangkan apa padanan yang sesuai dalam bahasa Melayu. Jadi selepas kita memahami konsepnya itu, kita akan mencadangkan menggunakan sumber bahasa ataupun kata-kata yang lazim kita gunakan. Ya? Kata-kata bahasa Melayu yang lazim kita gunakan. Dan sekiranya tidak menemunya, kita boleh gunakan kata-kata yang keduanya ialah menggunakan kata-kata yang kurang lazim digunakan. Dan ketiga, sekiranya tiada juga padanan yang sesuai untuk dengan kata yang kurang lazim juga, kita akan menggunakan dari kata serumpun. Ya, kata serumpun ataupun dialek Melayu yang lazim kita gunakan. Sebagai contohlah, alat dulu pernah kita diperkenalkan alat komunikasi, pager, ya. Kita mencadangkan kata dalam bahasa Melayu ialah alat keloi. Keloi itu bahasa utara lah. Hmm. Ya, dialek utara.
Maksudnya?
Memanggil. Jadi kita tak panggil pager lah. Di sini kita cuba manfaatkan inventory dalam dialek-dialek dalam pembinaan istilah bahasa Melayu. Hmm. Kemudian yang keempat, kita boleh cadangkan mengambil kata dari bahasa serumpun yang lain yang tidak lazim digunakan. Ya? Contohnya perkataan jerai wara. Ya? Jerai wara ini adalah padanan bagi istilah dalam bahasa Inggerisnya roadshow. Jeraya itu bahasa sukuan Sarawak dan wara itu yang masuk hebah. Hebah-hebahan. Jadi kita gabungkan jadi jeraya wara. Dan seterusnya, sekiranya tidak adalah kata yang sesuai yang lain daripada empat tadi, maka kita akan ambil kata itu dalam bahasa Inggeris. Sebagai contohnya, kata atom lah kan. Kita tidak terjemahkan kata lain. Kita ambil atom. Radio dan sebagainya. Dan proses seterusnya ialah kita menggunakan bahasa-bahasa yang lain juga. Kita boleh menggunakan bahasa selain bahasa Inggeris. Contohnya kata-kata Latin, ya. Macam istilah undang-undang, banyak kata-kata Latin, ya. Kataan bona fide, kan? Bona fide, lepas tu esprit de corps, itu kita boleh kekalkan.
Kekalkan tersebut, ya, dan bawa masuk yang sama lah.
Dan yang terakhir sekali ialah kita pilihlah mana enam yang di atas yang saya terangkan tadi tu yang terbaik untuk kita ambil sebagai kaedah untuk bentuk istilah. Walaupun dia ada syarat-syarat lain yang perlu dipertimbangkan, istilah itu perlulah ringkas, kemudian tiada konotasi buruk dan sedap didengar dan sebagainya lah.
So that was Mohammad Fazli Tajuit, who is a language strategist in the Department of Terminology and Lexicology at DBP. You can look up the full episode by looking up Istilah Bahasa Melayu.
So creating new vocabulary in the DBP is one thing, right? Mm. But having Malaysians use and understand that vocabulary as well is a whole other story. So earlier today, I spoke to Hanif Baharunin, who produces and presents Bila Larut Malam, on how and to get his thoughts on how he navigates using both English and BM in his shows. So as someone who produces shows in both English and BM, does the language necessarily change or affect how you approach a particular subject? For example, you know, do you find that there are topics that it's easier for you to talk about in BM or instead of English?
Yes, definitely. I think with the thing I'm trying to do here in BFM, a lot of the ideas I try to explore are, I think, more commonly found in English. So I think it's easier to just lapse into it and just do these shows in English. But I think the challenge is also because I'm also a producer of a Malay language show. And how I want to approach it is that I want to have conversations. I want to have shows discussing these ideas, these topics in BM. So I think the challenge then is how do you translate, quote-unquote, these ideas, these topics into Malay. I think so. Whether a topic is, are there topics out there that is easier to talk about in only a particular language? Definitely. But the challenge for me at least is to try and bring that conversation, which is easier to have in, say, for example, English, into Malay.
So how do you bridge that gap then when you have words from the DBP, for example, words that perhaps you have that word in English but you don't have that word in BM yet, or even if you have that word in BM but they still, or people may not still be familiar with it, right? How do you bridge that gap in your shows?
I think for me, I take the shortcut way, which is by using the term straight away in English. So, for example, if let's say I'm doing a show in Malay talking about blockchain and cryptocurrency, right? I will simply use the terms blockchain and cryptocurrency. I think cryptocurrency can be translated to Matuan crypto. So I think I try, whenever possible, I try to use that. But blockchain, as far as I can recall, I mean, I've done some shows about blockchain and cryptocurrency. But as far as I can recall, I don't think there's a formal term yet. And even if there is, I don't think it's that popular yet. So I tend to use the word blockchain. So because the idea here is that you want to discuss, you want to have that conversation in Malay, right? Rather than being a bit more pedantic about trying to find the right translation, I try to just use these terms in English. Yeah. And so the same applies to concept like, for example, talking about privileges. Yeah. Which is also quite interesting because if you translate privileges in Malay, it's keistimewaan, but it's the nuance is not there.
So the meaning is slightly different when you look at the two words. The meaning is slightly different,
yeah, when you try to, I mean, compare those two words, right? So we've had a show talking about privileges, so I try to, I mean, translate it once, but then during the conversation, we keep on using the word privileges because we feel like it's, in terms of understanding, it's a slightly a bit more nuanced. So the challenge is mostly that, I think. Because the show Bila Larut Malam is not very particular about using Malay all the time, it's slightly a bit more conversational and slightly a bit more casual. So I allow myself that leeway lah.
And last question, as someone who's in the media industry, how important is it for us to use words, for example, when you're producing a show in BM, right, how important is it to use words that do exist in BM instead of using a word that is perhaps more commonly known to people, but it is in English? Like, for example, when you talk about blockchain or cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I think when it comes to jargons like that, I think it is... See, here's the thing. I think it's important. It depends on who come up with the word. Like, I think we have a slightly anti-establishment attitude. We don't feel comfortable when, say, for example, DBP comes up with new words. And especially if they sound funny, we tend to mock them and make fun of these words without actually thinking a bit more further about it, right? I think the attempts to create these words in Malay, I mean... They are good. They are good attempts. And I feel like as much as it sounds awkward, I think it's good. And I think we should try and use it as much as possible. I think while the examples that you use are quite interesting, they're a bit more jargony. But let me use another example that I think is a bit more contemporary and I think a bit more familiar with us. The word viral and tula. So when the word viral first came into our consciousness, I think the Malay media struggled to find a translation for it. I think, and then they agreed on, okay, let's use tula. So initially, when people started using tula, it sounded a bit awkward. But eventually, people get used to it and people feel like, okay, tula is not such a bad word. It communicates what you want to communicate. You know, viral, tula sounds similar, right? I mean, it doesn't sound awkward. Initially, yes, it sounds awkward, but I think as we use it more and more, we feel like it becomes part of our vocabulary. So I think the idea here is to maybe try and use these terms that have been created, and even though they may sound awkward. I mean, I agree some of the terms that have been created can be quite awkward, but I mean, those terms that have been created that are not that awkward can be, we can try and use them.
So that was Hanif Baharudin, producer and presenter of Bila Larut Malam. So if you want to listen to the show, it does run on Wednesday midnights. Or you can also just look up the podcast on our website.
Okay.
Great job on the interview, Sue-Ann. I really, really liked it. Lots of insights there.
And especially from Hanif, who, as we said, I mean, you wanted to talk to him, Sue-Ann, because he's straddling the two language worlds, isn't he? And just the example of privileges, how do you talk about that using the pure Bahasa word, which is keistimewaan, is not the same meaning. And so that, I think, it makes me think of the fact that vocabulary is one thing. You can have a literal translation of a word in your own language, but the context and the body of knowledge around that in your language, that has to be there to support the use of these words as well. That's what language does, right? It develops thought, it develops knowledge. It's not just about translating ideas from other languages.
Which is why I said right at the very beginning of the segment that I disagreed with the Johor MB's statement. I'll just repeat his quote, right? Only we alone are able to elevate our language as a medium of acquiring knowledge and to achieve progress by actively using it in business, writing, documenting, and discussing new concepts, it still doesn't go down to the root. Do we have enough of a foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have, even if we do have the foundation, are we doing enough to create opportunities to be able to use the new words?
Yes, that's right. In Bahasa right now is... Yes, the national language that we all learn, for many of us, it stops at the point when we leave school and we don't have to pass it as a subject anymore. Mm-hmm. And then we only use it very colloquially. Mm. So yeah, you're right, the opportunities to develop.
For many of us who are not native speakers.
Yes, yes.
We do have one WhatsApp comment from Anwar saying that the internet statistics are misleading. So don't just count the number of people that use BM, but look at the geographical dispersion of the language. Knowledge exists in diverse areas of the world, hence BM is of little use.
Yeah. So yes, use of, or rather, how many people are speaking a particular language is different from how much knowledge is being developed in that
and
language.
And also the fact of how they're using that language, because when you look at online usage as well, like you said earlier, Sumitra, they don't exactly use it in the your pure form of BM. For example, you use it in very shorthand.
I can't understand text speak in Bahasa Malaysia sometimes. Mm-hmm. It really just
boggles don't at all
the mind. And I'm all for a richer lexicon. I think that's what we need. Before we go into deciding where we want to use it, we need a richer lexicon.
Okay. But, you know, the continuing debate also around whether science and math should be taught in English, where does that place this new proposal, or perhaps I shouldn't say new proposal, where does this place the Johor MB's proposal to... have this course about technology in Bahasa?
We should have asked Tun M when he was interviewed by the Breakfast Grill earlier this week.
Do you think there's a place for all languages to be learned together?
Ooh. That's a difficult, because it's quite difficult, because you go back to what Hanif was saying earlier, like a certain terms that you don't have the same word in BM, for example, but I think it's rather than using tech to promote BM, it's more of talking about things in BM so that you can reach a wider audience as well. People who may not necessarily understand what you're trying to get across in English, but talking about what blockchain is in BM terms. I think that's what's important.
Mm.
Yeah, and I also think, and this is a discussion for another day, that the idea of being able to speak a national language and speak it richly, to me, doesn't really tie back to nationalism. Pay your taxes and don't drive in the emergency lane. That's more important than being Malaysian.
Be a good civic member of society. If you have thoughts about this story we're discussing, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. We'll go for a quick break first before we come back to our second story about the haze, of course. But first, here's The Pretenders with Talk of the Town, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.